Hey friends, today I have a super simple 10-minute tip that is going to add time and peace to your week. Stay tuned. Hello, and thanks for joining She Leads by Faith podcast. We are the homeschool community builders. I'm Pam Kafer, along with Molly Kitzmiller and Hannah Larson, and we are here helping homeschool leaders grow lasting community built on Christ, connection, and strong leadership.
Are you or your kids feeling isolated and discouraged even though you're in a homeschool group or co-op? Or are you homeschooling by yourself and desire a like-minded Christian community? Is the Holy Spirit prompting you to build an authentic community for your family? There are families waiting for you to answer the call. We know that the thought of starting your own group that truly meets your needs can be overwhelming. You are not alone. We are here to come alongside you.
We are three homeschool moms and co-op leaders with over 30 years of experience between us, leading thriving homeschool groups. We have answered the call to obediently step out in faith and trust God's plan. We have learned many lessons along the way, and we want to help you have a smooth journey so that you don't have to reinvent the wheel. If you're ready for lasting community built on Christ, connection, and servant leadership, this podcast is for you. Pop in your earbuds, keep your notebook handy, and be encouraged. You can do this. We are here for you.
Welcome back, friends. Do you ever wonder if there was one thing that I could do that could give me more time and peace in my week? What would that be? Well, I'm going to give you a super simple way. And guess what? It's meal planning. Yes. Don't roll your eyes. It's really going to help if you just do this. So I got this method from Systemize Your Life with Chelsea Joe. She's a podcaster, and she does time and task management systems for your home and your business. And I tell you, this simple technique has helped me so much throughout the week to just give me a little bit more time and more mind space so that I don't have to think about meals. And it's just so simple. It's so easy. And this is how you do it. You can go over to her podcast, and I'll put a link at the bottom so that you can go over there and hear all of her wonderful tips. Molly and Hannah and I did her Systemize Your Life program, and it has helped tremendously. So if you feel frazzled and out of control, just do this one thing this week. It's going to make a huge difference. So the first thing that you do is you just get these 3x5 cards. Doesn't matter. Just get these 3x5 cards. I'll send a link. She actually has these really pretty cards that you can get, and put them all in there. It's a card system. And what you do is you take the meals that you normally make. You probably have like 5 to 10 meals that you make every week or every other week. And you're just going to write the name of the meal on the front of the card. You flip over the card, and then you write down the ingredients that are in it. You don't have to put a half a cup of this, a half a cup of that. Just put, you know, you're having tacos, chicken, cheese, beans, tostada shells, whatever it is that you put in your tacos. Coleslaw. Slaw is the law. You should put that in your tacos, by the way. And you're just going to put the ingredients on there. This part might take you a little while, but overall, once you have this part done, then it will take you about 15 to 30 minutes to plan your meals for the week. And how you do it is you just take those cards. You set aside a half an hour to do this. And then you take your cards, you look at your schedule. If you've got volleyball or basketball or soccer going on, then you're probably not going to make a meal that's going to take a lot of prep in the kitchen. Maybe your meal that week is going to be sandwiches, but you're going to know it ahead of time. And what it does is it allows you to be able to take a look at the back of your card, look at your schedule, see what's going on, and then be able to write your grocery list. And then you write down what you're having for each day. I went to the thrift store. I found this little glass framed thing that had like all the days of the week. So I just write on each day what we're going to have. And then I'll put a side in there too. And then you know what you need to buy. So the back of your card helps you to create your grocery list. So granted, that's going to take you a little bit longer because you have to go to the store. But you're only going to go to the store one time, and it's going to free up hours in your week driving back and forth to the store trying to find ingredients because you need this one thing for this meal that you just decided on last minute. So you're going to have it all planned out. It's going to fit with your schedule, and you're going to have all of the ingredients. And the part that gives you the peace is that you don't have to think about this. I don't know about you, but it's always like looming in the back of my mind. What are we going to have for dinner? Are they going to want to eat this? What are we doing? And then it's always this last minute frantic thing, like try to throw it together and see what do you have and can you thaw it out fast enough? And it just makes it difficult. So just try this one tip. I guarantee you, you'll have peace and you'll have more time to do the things that you are really important to you, like leading a homeschool co-op or homeschooling or being a good wife or mom or sister or daughter. Let me tell you, I used to always hate the first of the year because it would always remind me of the resolutions that I made that I failed at, and they are always around being disorganized. But I'm a creative person, and so sometimes that is not one of my strengths. But I will tell you, the simpler you can do it, the better, the more likely you will be able to follow through and have time for the things that you really want to do. Here's the thing you might be saying, Pam, I've tried this already. I've tried to do this. But you know what? It's okay to reset. I fell off the wagon too. I wasn't doing it either. And I was like, okay, why am I so frazzled? Why am I so tired? Well, what's one thing that I can do? And meal planning is one of them. So just do it. You won't regret it. I know you can do it because 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. Father, Lord, I pray over whoever's listening today, Lord, that you would just give them courage, confidence, and that you would just help them to trust in you. Lord, help them to not be discouraged by their lives and the busyness and the craziness, Lord, but that you would lift them up and give them peace. Help them to exercise their self-discipline and to be free from discouragement, and to fully know how very loved they are, and that we're here for them, Lord, and that you have put us in their paths for a reason. It's in your holy name I pray. Amen. Hey, thanks for listening. If you found this podcast helpful, applicable, or encouraging in any way, the best way to thank us is to share it with someone who might benefit and to write a review. Here's how to do it from Apple Podcasts. Right now, exit the show you're currently in, then select the library icon on the bottom of the screen. Then select Shows. From there, click on the She Leads by Faith podcast thumbnail. Scroll down until you see Ratings and Review, then click on Write a Review, which is just below. Tell us what you think. We would love to hear how it helped.